Last week, we laid out the basic principles of the Malacha of Kosev. So today, let's talk about some specific circumstances, examples, where this could come up l'maisa. So the first area that we can look at is the question of assembling letters. Letters that already exist and you're just assembling or disassembling them. Nafkaminas of this could be in the realm of Scrabble, bananagrams, page numbers on the shul board, combination locks. So the Magen Avraham suggests yesh lesor. He doesn't say it's an issur d'oraisa, and he doesn't firmly and clearly explain exactly what he means. But he says he thinks that we should aser fixing letters, the niyar kesef, pinning the silver letters on the peruchas on Shabbos. So first of all, the Machzis HaShekel there has to explain how the Magen Avraham explains the Rashi in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yutes, which sounded like on Gabe Kippa is not Ksav. So the Machzis HaShekel explains that. And based on Rashi, maybe it means it's not Ksav because it's very flimsy. And that's why when the Chayyadim quotes this din, he suggests that not only should you do it with your left hand, if you want to do this on Shabbos, you should do it in a way which is very flimsy and it's going to fall out, and therefore it won't be a problem for Rashi, and therefore not for the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham thinks that the placement of these letters, fixing the letters into the cloth on Shabbos, constitutes a problem of ksiva, even though the letters are already formed. On the other hand, we do have the Taz. The Taz points out that when it comes to Kiruv and Richuk of Osios, he thinks that the Lavush is absolutely dead wrong. He quotes the Lavush, who thinks that there's a problem with opening and closing Svarim. On the edge, there's a stamp. It says Mendel Gottesman Library, right here on the whatever. So Lavush thinks that it's a potential. He thinks it's even potentially in the realm of being a chiyuv chatas. So the Taz says, absolutely not. What are you talking about? He says, kiruv v'richuk osios yitzi from the kasav osachas b'tzpori and achas b'tferia, that bringing those two letters together, the krevas osios is totally inconsequential. It's all about writing the osios. And therefore, since they could be put together, that would be the problem of ksiva, but the actual bringing the letters together is not a problem. And then he goes on to add that he thinks if krevas osios is not a problem, splitting an os is also not going to be a problem, because you haven't destroyed the letter, you've just cut it in half. So this is going to be a longer discussion, Mirz Hashem, next week, when Rav Noach talks about mochek and eating cookies and cutting cake and all that.
But examples.
In terms of kosev, so to the Taz says to take two letters and put them next to each other, or to take two half letters and assemble them, is totally not a problem. So how do we square this yesod, which even though the Mishnah Brura says if you have another sefer, it's kedai to use it, but l'chora, that argument of the Taz, that holds sway, that's the din, against the Lavush. So if that's true, why are we machmir, why would we be machmir for the Magen Avraham? And the answer is, says Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, that the difference, although he doesn't present it exactly in this way, but l'chora, this is the answer, this yisod that he gives answers this tension between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, is that kiruv osios in a vacuum does not constitute ksiva. That's true. But when you fix two letters into a background, that's no longer kiruv osios. When it comes to the background, that's the existence now of two osios that are created in that new context. It's true. To take two osios or to take two half osios and arrange them in an order without any fixing into any panel or any frame, that's not ksiva at all. But if you fix them into a board, then it becomes a problem of ksiva. And the truth is that this yesod is developed similarly in that tshuva in the Chelkas Yaakov. All these tshuvas are on the Marmakomos, but Moshe was the first ones in the Marmakomos. Yes, it's in Kuf Lamed Hei and Orachem Chelek Aleph. And then the two tshuvas in Chelkas Yaakov are in Kuf Samach Hei, Kuf Samach Vav, Rav Yaakov Breish. So he says it would also be true if you fix letters into a frame. So he quotes Machronim, who suggest that if you take letters that are written on blocks and you fix them into some kind of cassette, something that they would use for printing, he says that would be a problem of kosev. Just putting them into the frame is a problem of kosev. And l'chora, this is all in the same orbit, where if you have letters and you just assemble them loosely or separately, but they are in proximity to each other, excuse me, that's not kosev at all. But if you take preformed letters and fix them into each other, that would be a problem. So, to play Scrabble or Bananagrams, all you're doing are taking pre-made letters and arranging them next to each other to make a word. That's not going to be a problem at all. If you have a Scrabble game in which you have to fix the letters into the board and they're now immovable, then potentially you have a problem. It's interesting that the Lashon of the Chalkas Yaakov is that you're a maverick, you use a boreg, so that's really fixed. Maybe we'd be more lenient on snapping it in, but the idea is that it's got to be fixed in. That's going to be the distinction. So, what about combination locks? So the Chalkas Yaakov says it depends how it works. And this is what Rabbi Ribiat also points out. He says that if you have a combination lock where you have a wheel and you have 3, 4, 5 circular loops of numbers and you adjust them, so he says he thinks that's not a problem. But
why?
Because you're just arranging the numbers that are already fixed in the wheel. You're just twisting the wheel so that you line up the numbers that you want. But the Chelkas Yaakov says you got to really know how a lock works, because if when you turn the wheel, something is becoming fixed into place, so then it would be a problem.
I think a lot of those turning ones, when you open it, you can't turn it anymore. It like locks in place, and you can only change it once.
Which is his point.
That sounds like it's going to lock
exactly. So you got to know, are you fixing letters in place into a frame, which is similar to the printing press model, it's similar to the Magen Avraham's model, or are you just arranging letters, which is similar to the Taz, against the Levush? Rav Moshe has that further tshuva, even if it's one letter cut in half. So let's say Rav Moshe says you have a letter on the Parochas, and the Parochas is divided. You have a right side and a left side, and you have a letter which is half on the right side, half on the left side. Rav Moshe says that it's best to avoid doing that, but he thinks that there's no issue to open and close that Parochas on Shabbos, because you're just bringing the letters, and in this case, the half the letters, together. Yes?
You alluded to this, but what do you think is the right definition of boreg?
Hard to know, but it would seem, and this is what he talks about in the second tshuva, that sliding something in would not be Bori, even though it's not going to fall out unless you turn it upside down. So let's say in certain shuls, or the case that he's quoting from, I went to find this article from Noam, the first Noam that I looked into, which I thought was going to be the right place. I did not find it, and I did not look further, but that article for Rav Herzog that he's talking about is if you have... What's that? Noam is a Torah, it's a Chovera Torani from many of the Gedolim in the 20th century. I think one of the landmark articles, let's say, on deaf people, Bizman HaZeh, is by Rav Shlomo Zalman in one of the Chovrot Noam, because they have sign language and stuff like that. So, in Noam, Rav Herzog, Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh L'Vracha, has an article which I did not find, but he's talking there. I imagine, let's say you have a case, and you slide into the case the numbers that indicate the person's temperature. So you have a shul where they have a case, and they have slots, and you slide in the pages with the numbers on them of where they're up to in the davening. So even though it's not going to fall out because it's in a case, but it's not fixed there at all. It's just slid in. So
all the shuls with the Sefiras HaOmer charts, they're all putting them.
So if you have a Sefiras HaOmer chart where you turn the knob and it gets you to the next number, so that's Pasha. But Lechora, even if you're not turning the knob, even if you're sliding in a page that says 1 and the next one says 8, and so you're writing 18 for tonight's Sefer or for page 18 in the Siddur, that's just arranging letters. That's not fixing letters into a frame. That would not be a problem of Ksita. Any other questions, comments, observations on this Nakuda?
Clarify, Scrabble was mosif to make sure that they created a type that would be usser in order to make sure that Tzadik was a Chris Baruch HaMakayim. Scrabble didn't exist in an usser way, or Irby said it was usser, so they made one that's usser where it mounts locks in.
Okay, so there you have it. Okay. I don't know what that edition is, but if there is such...
Scrabble lock.
If you're playing it in your RV while you're driving down a mountain and you want to make sure that it doesn't fall out, so you have Scrabble lock. So you have it also. It's a problem with Shabbos. Great. Second question comes up in that article that was put on the Maror Mekomos from Mordechai Eliyahu. Also, the reference to that article from Rabbi Halperin. We have the Maisa Choshev back here, but we don't have that edition, that version. It's in the Ozar Chachma, where they're discussing using disappearing ink in a hospital setting. So what's the din? So we know that, we mentioned last week, that the requirement for Kosev, it's got to be a material, a substance, an ink, which is Kayama, and it's got to be on a surface, which is Kayama. So last week we mentioned that there is a question of exactly how to define kayama. So it sounded from the Rambam in Perek Tes and Halach Yud Aleph, in that context of coloring, it sounded like the Rambam when he said that the malachas got to be miskayim b'Shabbos. Sounds like as long as it exists on Shabbos, that's enough to be kayama. Whereas we saw that the Rashba said a lot longer is necessary for it to be kayama. So this is the point of departure for the disappearing ink question. How long will the ink last before it disappears? So if it disappears before Shabbos is over, so that's for sure eino shel kayama according to everyone. The issue is, what if it doesn't disappear before Shabbos is over, but it's going to disappear within a few days? So if you are going to be machmir for the Shitas HaRambam, the way that the Mishnah Brura understands it, the way that we explain that the Rambam thinks that it's got to be just till Shabbos is over, so this is going to be a problem. And this is the impression that you get. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I didn't look up the Shiloh to him, I think it's in the Minchas Yitzchak. Shlomo Zalman, in Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Aleph, Os Yud Aleph, that's 191.11, he's writing a letter to the Minchas Yitzchak, to Dayan Weiss, Zechut Tzadik V'Karo Shel Vracha, who, it sounds like from what Dayan Weiss is describing, he's talking about disappearing ink that's going to take several days to disappear, and he is machmer for the Shitas HaRambam, thinks that it doesn't help you, because that would be kayama. Rav Shlomo Zalman has some interesting ha'aros, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in that article quotes a few achronim who don't understand the Rambam the way that we presented it based on the Mishnah Brura. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's ha'aros are interesting because he says, look, the Rambam told us that if you write on Ala Yerakos, that's Eina Shel Kayama. So is Ala Yerakos, is that not Shel Kayama for the whole Shabbos? It's going to disappear before Saturday night? So Shlomo Zalman has some other indications like that where you get the impression that even the Rambam would agree that something could be Eino Shel Kayama that's going to last past Shabbos is over. So, if you follow the Rashba, or if you follow this alternative in the Rambam, then maybe in Achanami, maybe even the Rambam would agree that if you have a a pen which writes disappearing ink that's going to last for a couple of days. So it would be more lenient. It'd certainly be a sniff lahakal. So Mordechai Eliyahu concludes that article. He says, Kedai in a makom of shas hadchak, where a person's in a hospital setting, where you know their alternatives are very limited. So this would be a good sniff lahakal. He doesn't quote. In the beginning, he does quote Rav Shlomo Zalman and Diane Weiss, and then he adds his own because he quotes some achronim who also add on to disagree with that interpretation of the Rambam. Yeah.
Does he present how to read that line on the Shabbos? No, because I only thought of one other interpretation, that Shabbos sometimes makes a week.
I don't think he mentioned that, but I forget. He did. I have to look it up again. I brought it here. He did quote some other achronim who saw it differently. Because part of it is because that Rambam is against the way that Rashi read the Mishnah, right? Malach to miskayemus b'Shabbos. It doesn't mean that your malach is miskayim on Shabbos. It means your malach is miskayim b'Shabbos chayim. You did it on Shabbos. So even if that is the way to read the Rambam, it could be that that Rambam should be rejected because Rashi and many other Rishonim think that's the wrong way to read the Mishnah. So that's where the sniff lahakel comes in. Exactly on that point. I forget who he quotes, but he quotes a couple of achronim who go back and forth on how to interpret that Rambam. Take a look at it. It's in the Mamre of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in Siman Yud Aleph. So this is in terms of disappearing ink, as it's Sa'ad Lahakel, depending on how long, and whether it's the Rambam, the simple understanding of the Rambam like the Mishnah Berurah standard, or it's rejecting the Rambam and following the Rashba, the Makom HaTzorech. Okay. What about the opposite? What about invisible ink? So the Yerushalmi, here in the 12th Perek, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Dalet, talks about B'nei Medincha Arumin Sagim. These sneaky, smart sleuths.
Son of a chino, you're good.
Like, who are conveying information. They are boy mishalcha mila mistrikin. They want to send secrets. So they write in me'afza, which as they write in me'milin, which everybody knows you can't read me'milin, but when it gets to the recipient will shofech dio she'im ba'afetz v'kolet makom haksav. So the Yerushalmi says, "Asa came b'Shabbos ma'u." What's the story with that on Shabbos? So the Gemara presents, the Yerushalmi presents, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Kosav Dio Gabi Sikra, Sikra Gabi Dio is Chayav. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yerchayav Shtayim, Mochik and Kosev. So it sounds from this Yerushalmi like this disappearing ink is Ksav. I'm sorry, the invisible ink is Ksav for Shabbos. That's one Mar Makom. Mar Makom number two, Anulach, is the Prima Gadim here in Shin Mem. I think it was Ozayin, where the Prima Gadim says, if I write in Chalev, I think it's Chalev, makes sense that it's Chalev, but it might be Chalev.
I think it's Chalev.
You think it's Chalev?
I don't know. We read it as Chalev.
We read it as Chalev, then I was thinking maybe it's Chalev because the heat and the fat is going to react. I'm not sure if it was Cholov or Chelov. But it doesn't matter because both of them are invisible. Your invisible ink, you're writing in invisible ink, and then your Makaravit Eitzel Ha'esh, you bring it to the fire. So if you do that on Shabbos, Rebbe Gadim thinks that it's Aser. What is Aser? Rebbe Gadim doesn't discuss what existed before, but he thinks you bring it closer to the fire, that's a problem of Kosiv Midrabanan. So first of all, you should know that opinion of the Prima Gadim is not universally accepted. Rav Avadya quotes a Nishal David, Chuvas Nishal David, Rav David Oppenheim, who totally disagrees with that Prima Gadim. And he says, you're not doing anything. That's maybe it's a grumma. It's probably not even a grumma. Just bringing the letters to the heat so that they are discernible, that's not clear at all. That's on the side of the person who's mekarvit to the Eish that makes the letters visible, but what on the side of the Ksav? So Rav Avadya quotes, he points out that this is a machlokas in the Acharonim. If you look in the Chuvas of the Avni Nezer, we had in the supplementary packet thanks, Yossi, for printing it out. This is in the tiniest tshuva in Reish Gimel. He says he thinks that it is Ksav. He doesn't quote our Yerushalmi. He quotes a different Yerushalmi in Gittin.
Is that a Gemara in Gittin? That's not a Yerushalmi. That's a Gemara.
No, we're going to get to that. There is a Gemara in Gittin, but he's quoting Yerushalmi on Vakasa Velo Apolate. Take a look in that tshuva. But Rav Avadya quotes a question Achronim, and the Har Tzvi, we saw Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, has an interesting suggestion. And he wonders, although it's not the Meduik in this Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says you're pouring ink on it, the Har Tzvi wonders if maybe you could be mechalik between two kinds of invisible ink. Ink which is invisible, that you need some other chemical to bring it to life, versus ink which is invisible, but all you need to do is to put it in a different environment, and then you'll be able to see it. So, for example, what was that called? We talked about it, the stamp, the Chuck E. Cheese stamp. What's it called?
UV light.
UV light, right? So if you stick the stamp on the person, and the ksav is not visible, but then when you go through the turnstile and they stick the UV light on it, so says the Har Tzvi, says he thinks that would be ksav. Because you don't have to do anything to the substance to make it visible. You just put it in the environment where the UV light is shining on it.
Oh, as opposed to passing a flame underneath.
Exactly. Unlike, so, and this is how is Miyasha, the Rashi on New Testament base in Gittin, where Rashi sounds like that if you have to put the Mei Afza on the Afza again, then the original one was not Ksav. So he says, yeah, that's because you have to do the intervention. It's against the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says clearly that it's Ksav, even if you have to do the intervention afterwards. But this is an interesting distinction. So now, when you think about what constitutes Ksav for invisible ink, you have a bunch of different options, right? You have the option, like the Har Tzvi is saying, that it's not ksav at all, especially if you don't have to do anything to it, versus you have this Yerushalmi that sounds like it is ksav. Yeah.
It sounds like the Nachmanides are talking about is like Mechitas Hashem, but are any actually Hilchos Shabbos Nachmanides that came out of this?
So, it may have Hilchos Shabbos Nachmanides. We'll talk about this in a little bit, although we're not going to get into it. The Mechitas Hashem Nachmanides, right, that's the one that Rav Avadya is quoting in his tshuva, but Lechora, that also has some Shabbos ramifications, because if you think, now this is a big if, but if you think that containing information in an invisible medium is not ksav, then that will affect the way that you understand data storage.
Also video footage.
So exactly. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But especially because today, I think a lot of the tshuvas that are dealing with these, especially you go back years, they were talking about tape recorders where actually there was a mark that was made in the tape or a slice that was being cut into a gramophone. But now we're talking about the conveyance of information. I'm not sure that there's anywhere in the world, I'm going to have to find out. Is there some server in the Google headquarters somewhere where something is being imprinted, or nothing? This mom nowhere should have been nowhere. So according to the logic of the Har Tzvi, you're not there's nothing which is being imprinted now, and the retrieval process doesn't involve adding it, like.
So you go on the live stream with the Kotel and Shabbos, and you wave.
To your perfect. We'll get to that. That'll be in a couple. That'll be in a couple.
And they're very machped at the Kotel to not take pictures.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get to that in a second. So this is in terms of invisible ink, where you see there are two approaches in the Achronim how to understand this ink. So Rav Avadya quotes that Lo Maaser Avadya's Mekel, and thinks that if it's on a tape, that's that's nothing, because in that case, it's not just invisible ink, they're just indications of the recording of the Shem Havaya, similar to Yud Yud, like they used to put in the Shiloh Siddur because it was going to get thrown out. So he has a discussion about that. This is all in that Tshuva in the Yerideya. Oh. What about typing? So some of the Tshuvas, so Rav Avadya, for example, has a Tshuva in Orach Chaim and Chelek Ches in Simen Mem Ches, where there he's dealing with typing on Chol HaMoed. But I think in that tshuva, Rav Avadya is talking about typing on a typewriter.
So, and that would see a massive difference.
Exactly. So there, Rav Avadya is talking about typing on a typewriter, and his suggestion is that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, typing on a typewriter is not called a Meleches Uman. Even though you're using a typewriter, every normal person knows how to type on a typewriter, and therefore it's not called a Meleches Uman, Nafkamina Freleches Chol HaMoed. But what we're talking about is typing on a computer. So if you look both in the Nishmas Avram, that was on the Marmakomot, and I happen to have access, thankfully I was in Or Torah on Shabbos, they have a copy of the Shulchan Shlomo, where Shlomo Zalman also says, he thinks, although I don't think everybody agrees to this, but Shlomo Zalman thinks that typing, even if what you're typing appears on a screen, that doesn't constitute ksiva. Because the screen is just a series of lights that are flashing, but it's not any ksiva at all. But if you look, it's interesting, if you look in that piece in the Maharsham that we quoted, the Maharsham quotes from the Shol Umeshiv that a telegraph, that would be an Isidaraisa. Not telegram, telegraph, right? Beep, 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 beep. Because he says that's like Shnei Samonios, according to the Rambam.
Please get that on my hand.
I don't know what I just said. I hope it wasn't vulgar. Right. But so he said, so you have to think in every generation, what is the medium? So Rav Avadya was talking about a typewriter. The Chorah typewriter is Pashut Ksav. It's just not Maizuman for a purpose of Chol HaMoed. Telegraph, there you're sending these coded dots and lines. So he says that's Shnei Samanios. But images on a screen, this is also nafkamina for Chol HaMoed, or for doing work, writing up different Torah, that's Rav Avadya's Tshuva.
Also for the base Chola, this is what they should do with that.
Oh, so then the question becomes, and this is where it's interesting of Shlomo Zalman, what about when you save it? What happens when you save it?
Google and Word saves it automatically, but they don't have to do anything.
Okay, so it could be that might help you. But what about saving? So Shlomo Zalman is Choshesh, he thinks that saving to a disk is an Isser. He thinks that it's an Isser of, although it's, if you read the Shulchan Shlomo carefully, it kind of goes back and forth. He thinks it's more of an Isser of Bone, building the disk, and not Makaba Patish, because Makaba Patish, the disk was already made by the Uman, and this is going to be repeatedly saved and erased and saved and erased. But I suspect that this whole idea of saving that Shlomo Zalman is talking about is when they had floppy disks.
I love that, but a hard drive is a disk, but most computers don't use it anymore. They use a solid-state drive, which is much more like a USB.
Oh.
So there's no writing going on.
So that would be the nafkamina. So we have to know what it is, the computer that you're working on. So if a person is working in a hospital, so Shlomo Zalman would say that the typing itself, that's not ksiva, because it's just registering electronically on the screen. And if you're saving it to the cloud, lechora, that too is not co-save.
I just say cloud in Hebrew.
I think they say anan. Right? If you're writing it in the cloud, Shlomo Zalman's whole concern was that it's bone in the item, the disk. You're saving it somewhere, and there's being an imprint. It's like the Shiloh about the phonograph. That you're co-save on the phonograph, on the... that.
Is that true even for a floppy disk?
I think in a floppy disk, I remember when I was younger, we had those 4.5-inch floppy disks. When they saved it, you could actually hear it going... You heard it. It was actually saving on the disk. You could erase it. I think you could erase it.
Sure.
But you could hear the machine was writing on the disk.
Yeah, but also often speaking, even if you erase everything, there's still an imprint.
Some Rishima. Okay.
Like if you fill it up and then wipe it and fill up the wipe it, eventually you're going to have less space.
But saving to the cloud, if you work in a hospital setting, So, okay, using the machshev, that's an issur d'rabbanan, probably of electricity, whatever, you know, total, whatever issues are involved there, but l'chor is saving to the cloud. How could that be co-safe?
They probably aren't all exclusive.
It's like the cloud.
So you have to figure out where it's exactly where it's being saved to. So this is the modern question that needs to be dealt with.
The Greeks asked the Jews, can you build a palace in the clouds? Is it build the foundations first? They were talking about
this
island.
So this gets us now to photographs and video cameras. So if we go back, there's a lot of discussion about the old days when you would take a picture, so you open the aperture and you would allow the light to come through, and then by doing that, you would capture an image on the film. So Rabbi Wittenberg Shlita, he could probably tell us all of the mechanism of how that works. So that's the shaila number one, is capturing the image on the film, is that like the invisible ink? Is that similar to the Har Tzvi? Because I don't know, what happens when you look at a negative in a dark room before you expose it? Can you see anything? I mean, you're in a dark room, so...
You can.
I don't know, can you see anything on the negative?
You see the opposite.
You see something on there. So then it's not invisible, you see.
I don't think so.
Not invisible, okay.
Yeah.
But Bisman Hazeh, it's very hard to find film cameras. Do you use a film camera ever? No.
Frank in an HR, never in my life.
So... Today it's difficult to find a film camera, so that's not so nogea, that question. Although, it will be nogea vis-a-vis x-rays. X-rays are, if you take non-digital x-rays, if you take regular x-rays, it's on a sheet. So that would be a potential actual...
You think it would be Ksiba Darais
then? Making a...
An x-ray?
Because so,
I mean, it would be the situation you take an x-ray... it's probably going to be either Sakhanas Eber or something more serious than that.
At the dentist, they're still using, like, old school...
Some offices are still using regular x-rays.
That
depends where you go.
In up north, they're using it, but down in the north?
That's correct. That's correct. So what would you say about that? So, if you understand that Roshim and Seor is a tolda of Kosev, so when you shoot the x-ray, and according to what we're saying, there is an image which is put on the x-ray, so then that image right there, theoretically, it's visible as is, so we have to figure out, and I don't know, I would have to check the details to understand, when they develop the x-ray, is it going from invisible ink to regular ink, or no, it's going from something that's visible in one way, and then to making it different, visible. So we got to ask the technicians. But the point is that today, that's going to be different, because a lot of these issues, right, you have to figure out what the technology is, but if you're not using film and you're not using an x-ray, you're just capturing a digital image, so it goes back to what we talked about a minute ago, where the digital image itself on a screen, Rishon LeZalman thinks that that's not a problem. If you want to see more about this, there is a section in Rabbi Bleich's Contemporary Halachic Problems in Volume 4, where he has a sub-chapter on this whole issue. First, he deals with closed-circuit TVs, where people were watching what was going on, and then he's dealing with security cameras. But here's the interesting, I think this is, to me, the most interesting, very important Mar Makom. The Shiur Mitzrayim Ba'Halacha, Rabbi Brown, Zichron Tzadok Kodesh Livracha, quotes in the footnote, this was on the Mar Makomos, a letter that he received from the Gaon Rav Yonasan Steif, some major posts in Europe, about being photographed. So he says, and this is nafkaminas for all of our questions, he says, wait a second, when you stand in front of the guy who's taking the picture, remember in Europe, they had a guy with a bulb and a big cloak and they would throw it over your head, right? And you don't smile, minig is in Europe, don't smile, never smile.
I heard Pshat, but go ahead.
Okay.
It's 5 minutes. You can't smile in 5 minutes.
Right. I don't know what they do now, but when I had my Chagas Micha, they had a guy like that. That was the major photographer. He had like a whole thing. It was like Mamash from the 19th century. It was awesome. They had to get a special photographer.
You guys did the Russ passport picture to get from Pavlovich, too.
Exactly. So... says the Shermon son of Halacha, and Rav Yonasan Shtaif, they say, look, when you stand to be photographed, you're not doing anything. It's misayein bo mamish. Even if you know you're being photographed, you're not doing anything. And even though we know there's a big machlokas in the Achronim about misayein bo mamish in the Yoridea context of cutting nails, of an Akum cutting the nails off of the woman. Oh, exactly. So even the Taz, who's machmir on the fingernails, is only machmir because it's misayeh b'guf adam. So even though misayeh b'mamish, misayeh b'guf shel adam, that's misayeh sheyesh bo mamish. Now, Ayin Shem, Rav Shechter has an awesome shtickle Torah on this point about misayeh bo mamish and bo mamish in the context of makif and nikaf, machlokas Rambam and Ravid, and the gears of the Ravid. That's for another time. But leaving aside makif and nikaf, leaving aside the woman's fingernails being cut Friday night by an akum because the taz is makum because it's misayeh b'guf adam, Rav Yonasan Shtaif says, at the end of the day, there's absolutely no misayeh here at all. So there's nothing wrong with being photographed on Shabbos. So he says the only iser is to ask an akum to photograph you on Shabbos, because that's a problem of amir l'akum, because his taking a photograph, especially in those days where they were using the film, etc., that's going to be a kosev mitzayer problem. But to be photographed, he says, is not a problem. You're just standing there. You're not doing anything. You're just a hekatimtz. It's misayeh ein bo mamish. So I think that's a crucial yesod for all of these questions about the CCTV and the pictures and the security cameras. When you walk in the door, you're not doing anything in the tzoveya. Even if you know that's a schiddush, even if you know you're being photographed. Oh. Another shaila. Not the same, but interesting to think about in Europe. Fingerprinting.
Why did I come up in Europe?
So this, the tshuva Sekhan Aaron, I don't know if you got a chance to get to this yet in the Marmokomos, the Heiliger of Aaron Walkin of Pinsk, great Meshiv, Rav Schwartz quoted him, I think, several occasions to me. The Zakan Aaron, who's a well-known Machaber Chuvas in Pinsk. So he was asked, when Jews were being taken to the draft board on Shabbos, about being fingerprinted by the government, getting their identification purposes.
What's the shadow?
What's the Isra of being fingerprinted? Isra Daraisa, Isra Darabonan. So the Zakan Aaron, he thinks, what would you say? He thinks it's Daraisa. He says, number one, it's Roshim for sure. You're making it seer of your thumb or your finger, whatever. And number two, he thinks maybe it's also Kosev, because through the, this is an interesting Ha'ara, through the shape, you are conveying an identity. Interesting. Okay. It's for sure Roshim. He says maybe it's Kosev. But he points out something that's very important. He says, what happens when you get to the place? Rahman Lislam, you had Jews trying to get out of Europe. Sometimes they needed to identify themselves, whatever. So he says, so we saw the Rambam quotes in the Tosefta that if a gadol holds the arm of a katan and presses it down, the gadol's chayav, because the katan's arm is just the implement, and vice versa. If a katan holds the arm of a gadol and presses it down, it's pater, because the gadol is just the implement. So he suggests, he wonders, and I wonder if this gets back to the question of the Magen Avraham versus the Taz and the Misayeh, the Guf Adam. He says, if you don't put your finger on the thing, if the Russian clerk ticks your finger and puts it down, he says, then b'chor, that's not going to be midaraisa. He says, it's not a midaraisa, because it's you're just passive. So it's Misayeh Abba Mamish, but and the Magen Avraham was Mekal. Yeah, yes, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that. Fingernails also.
That's all the same story. It's exactly. It's all the machlokas, Magen Avraham and the Taz. So he's masik that it's not going to be nisa daraisa. So it's just a sniff if a person Rahman Lislan is in that kind of situation. And then the last ta'ara just is on the tape recording, which we mentioned earlier from Rav Avadya, where he thinks that it's not mechikas Hashem. So in a contemporary context, you have to figure out how you apply Rav Avadya's yisod that the imprint on the tape recorder, that's not called ksav. So I don't know what the contemporary, you know, application of that is in terms of substance, but the context Rav Avadya was quoting there is legabe mechikas Hashem, that if you understand that what is imprinted there is called ksav, so if it's written there or if it's recorded there as a kavana to be for kedushas haskaros, it's Hashem Hashem, you wouldn't be able to erase it. Rav Avadya says that that's not called ksav. So lechora will say the same thing for documents which are saved online. So to delete the document, there's no physical remnant of it. So deleting that is not going to be a mechikas Hashem. To delete even an online shame sefer Torah, there's nothing there. There's no ksav. That's what Shlomo Zalman was saying about the image, and it's just in the cloud somewhere. Yeah.
What would you say about checking the news, you know, check Times of Israel, 15 minutes after Shabbos, and you know 3/4 of these articles are written on Shabbos and appearance Israel by Yidden. What do you say about that, considering all these points? It's not Mesa Shabbos, Mesa Shabbos is very limited. There are bonds and Tiltal, there's no Malacha to Daniel's cases.
So meaning, assuming that you're not turning on the computer, assuming you're just walking on the street, and somebody is scrolling through it,
so, no, you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm saying, what's the issur here? The issur of Maisa Shabbos is benefiting from the person's malacha, that they're doing a malacha, and you're not allowed to enjoy that malacha.
But they're not doing malacha.
So they're writing,
I think that is a huge nafkamina, that if you're just accessing the news, you wouldn't say that it's Maisa Shabbos. Because there's no Maisa Malacha here. Now, they might be doing an Issa Drabanon of turning on the computer, but we know when it comes to Malachas Midrabanon, we're much more lenient on Maisa Shabbos.
Right.
Even on Malachas Daraisa, there's, you know, the Grav versus the Shulchan Aruch. But I think knowing these different principles allows us to apply them appropriately. So we talked about 10 different cases today. We talked about Scrabble, we talked about combination locks, page numbers, all of those. We talked about opening books with lettering on the side. We talked about the parochas with the letters. And all of that came down to the same yisod of Rav Moshe to distinguish between fixed letters in a frame versus the assembly of letters just being the makar of them. We talked about disappearing ink, and depending on whether you follow the Rajba versus the Rambam and how long, and whether or not you take that Rambam as the simple understanding or not, in terms of determining the kula for hospitals. We talked about invisible ink, and the Rishalmi on the one hand, it sounds like it's ksav. Rashi on the other hand, it sounds like it's not ksav, and we suggested that the Har Tzvi's distinction is important to understand whether it's invisible until you introduce another substance versus invisible until you just put it in a different context. We talked about Rav Shlomo Zalman's are about typing, that even though perhaps typing with a typewriter, that's ksiva midaraisa, but typing on a screen, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought, was not ksav at all. It's not, there's no ksav there at all. So then that would be very important in terms of saving, because even though he was machmer and saving whether it should be bone, and then the mefarshim were trying to figure out why it's not makra patish, but the chor b'sman is that there's nothing to talk about there. As opposed to printing, there, the pashtus is from Shlomo Zalman, that would be midaraisa. This is what the Das Torah points out there in that piece from the Marasham. He says that he thinks that printing is at least midrabanan. Pressing print and having it come out of the screen is at least midrabanan. Shlomo Zalman sounds like the pashtus is that it's doraisa. Before that's not a grumma. That you press the print button and it almost instantaneously comes out of the machine. Before that's not totally in the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Evan Ozer about the mill. That's like very immediate. So to press print on Shabbos, to print the document, that would be an issur d'oraisa. Photography, we point out there's a big difference between... Yeah.
Would that mean that the actual typing of the letters on the computer would not be d'oraisa?
That's what I'm saying. According to Shlomo Zalman, there's no malacha of kosiv on typing on the computer. Not at all. So if you typed something, you let it stay on the screen till after Shabbos, and then you wrote it down, that would be okay. That would be a good eitzah for the hospital situation. And what we're saying now is that if Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole issue was saving it to a disk, that it would be some type of boneh, b'zman hazeh, if somebody is asking a shaila for a hospital, if it's being saved to the cloud, we have to find out if that cloud is inscribing it in some place. Maybe they have a hard drive in the basement that's being... maybe in the hospital they have it, so there's more reason to be machmir. But if it's just writing on a screen, so that's nothing, which Shlomo Zalman says, and then it's saving it to the cloud, that's eifet nothing. There's no mamashis of that at all. So maybe you could say, maybe you want to, but you have to have big shoulders to say we're going to institute an issur derabbanan of putting something on a cloud. Maybe it's like the Chazon Ish is boneh of electricity. It's definitely not. Nobody should be doing this on Shabbos, but can you pin it down for a hospital setting? L'chora, it's not for Shlomo Zalman's point of saving on a disk. It's like on the screen. Shlomo Zalman's point was, what is on the screen? Nothing. There's nothing kayama on the screen. It's just a flashy image that has low kayama. So here too, where is the saved document? Does it have any kayama? What is it even? I honestly can't tell you. I don't know the science of it. But is a saved document, does that constitute anything more than just images on a screen that you'll conjure up when you pull up the document? I don't know. Then we talked about photography and the point from the Heiliger Rabbi Yonasan Shteib quoted by the Shaar Mitzvah Ba'alacha that being photographed is Misayeh Ein Bo Mamish, and therefore, you know, in Rabbi Blythe's article, he's talking about, quoted from Rav Moshe, about Psikresha Lo Nichale. Here, even if you know about it, even if you want it, it's Misayeh Bo Mamish because you're not doing anything. Someone else is taking the picture. So here's an interesting question. What if, and this is where it gets back to the Darshin of Miskavim, is let's say it's a camera that's asleep, but when you walk in, your presence is kicking on the camera.
What does it mean to kick on the camera?
It's a motion sensor.
It's a sensor that's detecting you. So now,
what's happening? The little light is turning on?
It starts recording.
It starts recording. So then, there is such technology. Then you have to start to get into, are you miskaven? Are you not miskaven? Because then you're the one that's poel the recording. You're the one who is making it happen. But then, and Rabbi Billig has a whole shtickle Torah on this, then you have to distinguish, is this miskaven or not miskaven? And if it's not miskaven, is it a psikresha? And even if it's a psikresha, the fact that the psikresha is happening separate from where you are, right, that's Rabbi Billig's chiluk, then you can be machalic based on the hakira, the general hakira, by the psikresha schad ma'aser kila miskavi. So that's where it's going to start to get interesting. Where bizman hazeh, you don't have Rabbi Yonasan Shteib's kula because you're the one who's kicking on the mechanism. And then just that last interesting point that we pointed out, that fingerprinting, that would also constitute roshim and maybe even kosev, which would be a problem. But somebody else is doing the act of imprinting, so you're not going to be, according to this Ganar, you're not going to be in violation of Isdaraisa. It goes back to the Sayyid Abel Mamish. Yes, questions, comments, Rob?